With me is the clan coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, that's part one of the doubleheader out the way, that 7-4 win against Fife. Got to do it all again tomorrow up in Kirkcaldy.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to get a win on Saturday, but now we got to go into a tough barn and compete, and they're going to be a better club over there tomorrow night. So, you know, if we come out with the same start, we're going to be in trouble again, but hopefully we learn from our lesson tonight and come out with some urgency tomorrow.
I mean, the Fife fans will be hurting tonight, especially the ones that travelled down here tonight, but they're going to get right behind their team tomorrow. They're going to make that a hard place to play, aren't they?
Yeah, they got a good fan base there. They packed that building out, so it's always an exciting place to play. Small barn and things happen quick, so we went there, we didn't have success first time we went there, so we'll be looking to rectify that and come out with hopefully a better performance than we played tonight.
You mentioned that the fact the performance wasn't as good tonight, but scoring 7 goals is always a good thing. You're hoping to take that spread of goals into Kirkcaldy as well?
Yeah, in a 7-4 game there's always a lot of good offensively but not so good defensively, that, you know, we pride ourselves on being a very solid defensive team, but you know, tonight we got behind early. You know, we showed some character coming back. Obviously, the power play helped us out. So, you know, it's one thing we can't win championships here by giving up 4 goals a game. So we want to clean up our defensive zone. But on the flip side of that, it's nice to score 7 goals. You get some guys on the score sheet.
Is it fair to say when you've got a double header like that, it gives you an ideal chance to look at a team firsthand before you play the return game? You get to see what they're all about, what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, I think you can break down a little bit of what they do, and you know, there's not a lot of time to change things, so you can kind of expect that you might see the same the following day. But you know, we had a pretty good feel what they were going to do. We obviously looked at the video. Now, granted, it was a while ago, but we had a good feel of, you know, how they'd come at us and how they'd defend us. So, you know, tomorrow we'll take a look at the video and we'll rectify a few things. But in that building in Fife, you got to be ready to compete. And sometimes X's and O's can, you know, by the time you're done reading them, it could be 3 or 4 nothing because things happen quick. And you know, it's much like Cardiff, where it's one-on-one battles and putting pucks in good areas and just outwilling, outworking the opponent. Usually, you can have some success in those rinks. So, it's going to be an exciting time. It's always fun to go to Kirkcaldy and the crowd's on you, and you know, it's an atmosphere that you should, as a player, thrive on playing.
Now, from a coach's point of view, Fife didn't have Kevin Regan in goal tonight. He's been outstanding for them all season. Blair Daly, who's a more than capable backup, came in tonight. I thought he'd done quite well. But how much hurt does that bring on Fife in terms of their defensive qualities? Can that hurt them?
Yeah, I thought Daly played well. You know, and I thought when we got some traffic on him, we had a bit more success with rebounds and whatnot. But you know, they did a good job keeping us at the outside for the first half of the game, or first period in a bit. But you know, once we got inside and we were able to get pucks through, I thought we were pouncing on some rebounds. Obviously, most of our goals came off rebounds early, and you know, and it's tough for backup goalies in this league because they don't see a lot of action, then they get thrown into big games like this. So, you know, I thought he did a good job, and I've seen him play before. We played against him when I was in Sheffield, and he was outstanding. So he's a quality British goalie, and I think he had a good game tonight.
Thanks very much, Ryan.